Vayter in Shas. We are in Daf Tzadi Zion, picking it up on Tzadi Zion, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines down, first word on the line, next part of the Mishnah, last part of the Mishnah, and the end of our parak here. Echad ben Teishanim, we said it would be ben Teishashamin. The Mishnah said whether a person is 9 years old or he's 20 years old but doesn't have any hairs are the same. Meaning, this guy who's 20 years old doesn't have any hair, and any pubic hairs, and this guy is considered like a katan. But we're going to see in a minute that there's a Mishnah that seems to say that even a person who is 20 years old without any hairs is not necessarily a katan, it's just a sris. That means a person who can't have any children, but he's not called the katan. How do you answer it? Answers the Gemara that's going to say that the Mishnah over there was talking about where they had other simani sris. And our Mishnah is talking about you didn't have any other simani sris. Let's say read inside now. V'raminu u'raminu, but we have a Mishnah. Which is found in Maseches Nida. Ben Esrim Shana Shalev Yishtei Sairos. If he's 20 years old, didn't bring two Sairos. Yaviu Rayashu Ben Esrim, the family of the woman. Let's say this guy has a brother. So Reuven has a brother named Shimon. Reuven's married to a girl named Rachel. Reuven dies and that Rachel falls to Shimon. And Shimon is 20 years old, but he doesn't have two Sairos. The family can bring a Raya that he's 20 years old. V'hu Asris. And then he's considered like he's 20 years old. Lo Cholet Filmi Abim. She's free to go. Bas Esrim Shana Shalev Yishtei Sairos. Let's say if a girl is 20 years old, she's not Yishtei Sairos. Yaviu Raya Shibas Esrim. Bring a Raya that she's 20 years old. The islandist, and she's called an islandist, lo chalitza, so he's a ben, she doesn't do chalitza, or yibam. Oh, so what do you see? You see that it's not considered a katan, it's considered an adult that's a sris. And it's a gemara, ha'it my alam, Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak, amara, v'hush tenodol simani sris. The Mishnah need is talking about where there were simani sris already, and therefore this is just coming to show that it's vade sris. When it reaches 20, they don't have any pubic hairs. We can infer from the fact that it says that v'hu hasaris shema mina, that it was talking about that they had simanim ready. V'chilo noldu simani sris, and when ad kama. Okay, period. Now the girl wants to know v'chilo nus ad lo simani sris. If it didn't have any simani of a sris, then ad kama. How long is it considered still like a katan and not called a sris anymore? Tani Reb Chia ad Rov Shnosov until majority of the years of his life, which is how much? We know where Keben Shivim Shadav and Ruvus Ben Shmonim Shnosov, somewhere between 35 and 40 or something. Kiyosu Lekame the Rav, maybe Rab Reb Chia switches over there. Kiyosu Lekame the Rav, E Kachush, when they would go and they bring someone in front of Rav to find out, Rashi says Ben Chav Shaloi Viel Mivdak. So the guy who's 20 years old, he doesn't have any pubic hair, he wants to know, am I a sris or not? So he would say, if the guy's very skinny, go out and gain weight. You should be healthy and fat. Go eat and drink. Maybe that's what's stopping you from having hair grow. V'i bari, and if it's a hefty zaftika fella, then amalu would say, zilu achashuhu. Go ahead and, go become skinny. Dahani simanim zimnin denasi machmas kshusei simnin denasi machmas biusei. Sometimes they fall out because of how skinny a person is, and sometimes they fall out because how zaftig a person is. Hajan alocha isha rabba. Now you know what our minhag is. We said hajan alocha. Let's actually do that. Taking us back 10 blat to pay zayin amubeis. Zok the Mishnah says that isha zolch by limzid and samum and her husband goes down and says amubover and Allah makes. Your husband died. Okay, we have Chazer. Now we can go weiter. Brand new Perek, the 11th Perek. Let's begin. Nosin al ha'anusa v'al mafuta. A person who goes ahead and they rape a woman, or they seduce her. Either way, you're allowed to go ahead and be. So let's say you have a guy named Shechem. Shechem goes and rapes a woman. He's allowed to be with the woman's daughter. Or with the family members, you're allowed to be with them. Ha'ones v'mafata alanesua chayev. There's an issue to be with a wife's relatives. But over here, we're talking about when the woman's not considered the wife. So if Shechem goes and rapes his woman, it's not his wife. And afterwards, he's allowed to go ahead and be with someone else that's a relative. Says Rashi, la'achash anas apita sa'isha, mutter li sapita v'chose yima. After he goes and he does onas apitoi with this woman, it's mutter to go marry the daughter or the sister or the mother. Now, what happens if it's talking about the homosafat ala nesua? one who goes ahead and does that to the relatives of his wife, that's going to be a problem. That's chayiv. You're not allowed to be with the relatives of the wife. No se adam anusas aviv mufutas aviv. A man is allowed to marry a woman who was violated by his tate, or a woman that was mufuta, was seduced by his father. Anusas beno, mufutas beno, the same, the flip also. A woman who was violated by his son or seduced by his son. Rabbi Huda, though, he asks the case of a woman who was violated by his father or seduced by his father. The Gemara is going to explain what that means, Rashi says. Okay, Tanina, the Tanner, but the Bible backs us up. Anas Isha Mutalisa Bita, a person is Ma'anis, a woman. He rapes a woman. He's allowed to marry the daughter. Nasa Isha, if he marries a woman, Asa Lisa Bita, it's going to be us for him to go ahead and be with the daughter. We seem to have a Bryce which goes against this. So Uraminu Hanitan Mina Isha Asa Biimo Vibito Vachosa. Someone who is Nitan, which means that there's Asha's Nechshad, Vyatzal of Kol. There's some sort of rumors about a guy that he was with some woman. It's also for him to be with the mother, with his sister, with the daughter, and with the sister. How come? What's the problem? Why can't you be with them? Even if a person wasn't Nechshad, it was straight up, he would be allowed to. And for the Gemara Midarabana, it's Rabana de Gedin, that really he would be allowed to. Midrabanan, you're not allowed to. So if a person goes and he's with a woman, he's ma'anis woman, fat woman, he's not allowed to be with the daughter, the mother, the sister, any of the relatives over there. Midrabanan, midrabanan, you are allowed to. Says Gemara, v'chol hechadika yisir midrabanan, tani nosin lechatchila. Our Mishnah's opening words are nosin alanusi. You can go and marry in such a circumstance. It sounds like even lechatchila you're allowed to do it. You wouldn't use such a lashon. So what does that seem to say? That it is motiv midrabanan. Says Gemara, no. Ki tanan masnisin la'achar mis. Our Mishnah is talking about only after the person died. So, if a person is ma'anis and mafata someone, and then that person dies, then l'chatchila you let him go and marry the other person because you have a worry anymore that he's going to go back to that woman while they're already married and things of the sort. Minani mili, where do we know this from? How do we know that if a person was anis and mafata, a person is allowed to marry the relatives? Let's take a look. Two answers. The Tana Rabbanan, Bikula Nemar Shchiva. In all cases, when it's talking about usher relationships, it uses the word Shchiva. Bikan Nemar Kicha. But over here, when it talks about the relatives of the wife, it says a lashon of Kicha. Says Rashi v'kan beisha v'ima. Oh, let's take one Rashi back. Kula nemar shchiva. Chol rash beparsha kadoshim tiyu bekalaso v'dodaso bezachar ubehema. All these cases use the lashon of shchiva v'kan. There's Rashi beisha v'ima krovos haneser slomachmas ishto nemar kicha. Uses the lashon of kicha. As Rashi says, "V'kan beisha v'ima korva says, nemar kicha ish ki yikach es isha ves ima v'isha el achosa lo sikach." Lo melecho, it's coming to teach you that derech likuchen asa Torah. The Torah only asks these type of relations when it's derech likicha, which means otherwise known as aka marriage. It says Rashi shayisa rishona likuchaso chayiv ala shnia kishaba ale the b'shnia lekel meimar likuchen. The whole lo tafsi bekedushin, it wouldn't work altogether. Therefore, doesn't use such a lashon. Okay, frak the gemara, really, papa labaye, elameata, gabi achoso. Really, that's what you say. Kicha means marriage, but it says by one sister. Isha shayika chesachoso. Someone who takes his sister, bas aviv basimo, either a paternal sister or maternal sister, then this is a problemo. Now, frak the gemara, hachanami derech kicha hudaser. It's only by marrying her it's going to be aser. Derech shchiva shayi, but if she would just be with her without that, then it would be mutter. Doesn't make any sense. We know that that's not true with one sister. Our Malay says back to him, Likuchen ksivi b'torah stam. Haroi l'kicha, kicha, haroi l'shchiva, shchiva. The word l'kicha is sometimes written without telling us which one it is. And therefore you figure it out by context. Haroi l'kicha, kicha. If it's roi to be taken, meaning through marriage, then it means kicha. Haroi l'shchiva, shchiva. And the one in reference to lying down, it means lying down with. Rav Am, another answer. How do we know? From where do we know? From where do we know that a man is not a marry the relative of a woman? That he was ma'anis mefutat, that he raped her, he seduced. He says, "Anis isha mutter lisa bita meyacha." How do we know the person raped a woman that is mutter to marry the daughter? He learns it out from here. It doesn't mean the daughter that comes from that relationship, because that's his own daughter. It means that if she had a daughter from a previous relationship. How do we know that that would be okay? Because we have two psukim, which we have mashmos in those psukim, and it seems to be a stira. So if it says one pasuk, ervas bas bincha o bas bitcha lo segala. Pasuk says, the nakedness of your son's daughter, in other words, if a person has a son or a person has a daughter, and that son has a daughter, or that daughter has a daughter. Pasuk speaks about that. Erev bas bin kol bas vitcha lo sigala. Do not uncover. In other words, you can't be married to this person. Ha bas bina dida, bas bita dida, gali. What's the mashmos of that? What seems to come out from that? That means if it's saying bas bincha, that the nakas of your sons and your daughters, that's a problem. But that means to imply that you're allowed to uncover the nakedness, so to speak, if it's of her daughter's daughter or her son's son, meaning your wife's daughter's daughter, your wife's son's son. Okay, that's one thing to see, that to say that from her kids going down, you are allowed. Uksevin also says, Ervas Isha, Obita Losigala, do not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter. As bas binav, as bas bita lo sikach, and don't take bas bina and bas bita. Seemingly that this woman's grandchildren you are allowed to be with. So what's going on? Can you cannot be with them? How Kate said, how can that be? How can you work this out? Says Gemara, no, I'll tell you how. Kan beonsin must be mean. The first relationship that we're talking about is when he was ma'anis, this woman. A person ma'anis a woman, they have a kid. And that kid has a kid, that grandchild he is allowed to be with. And kan b'nisuin, if he is with a woman, they have a kid. And that kid has a kid, that he's not allowed to be with. In fact, the Gemara, efechana, how do we know? Maybe you flip it the other way. Why are we saying it this way? Why don't we say that the one that says, why don't we say that the first pasuk that we brought up, maybe what we should say is that this guy is going to be usher to the granddaughter of a woman who he raped, but mutter to the granddaughter of his own wife. Assuming it's not his granddaughter, meaning it's coming in from the marriage. And says Gemara, Arayos She'er Ksiv Behu, B'nisuin Ika She'er, B'onsen Leka She'er. By Arayos is called the word She'er. And we have the word She'er that comes up in the Pasuk, B'nisuin Ika She'er. And when it comes to marriage, you have something called She'er, which is like relationship. B'onsen Leka She'er, that's not called She'er, therefore you can't flip them. Now we go back to a discussion we've had a few times in Masechta already. Rav Yehuda Oseh Banus HaSaviv, Rav Yehuda says that if you have a father and a son, and the father rapes a woman, the son's not allowed to be with that woman. Whereas the first Tanakhama said you are, Rav Yehuda says you're not allowed to. Amar Rav Gidol Marav, my time to Rav Yehuda, what's Pshat Rav Yehuda? Why is it that a man who rapes a woman, the son's not allowed to be with her? Tichsev, because the Pasuk says, Lo yikach ish es eshes aviv, a man shall not take the wife of his father. Velo yigale kenaf aviv, and he shouldn't uncover the kenaf, literally the robe of his father. Which we understand to mean, kenaf shira aviv lo yigale. That means that a kid should not uncover, meaning don't have a relationship with, someone that the robe of his father was with. Umimai debanusa ksev. And where does Rabbi Huda know that this is talking about the woman who was raped? How do we know? Me'ilavei dekra dechsev, from the pasuk that comes right before it, that says, V'nasana isha shochiv yimah la'aviya narim chamishim kasef. The pasuk right before was talking about that, therefore it just continues on for it. Now, says the Gemara, now what about the Rabbanan? How do they understand? The ones that argue the Tanakhama. They say, if a taka was right next to each other, if the pasuk, if this idea when it says, don't uncover the kanaf aviv, was right after the pasuk, then kitakamer, then it would be, we would say like you said, hashta the lo samichle, but here we see it's actually not right next to it, because in the middle it throws in the pasuk es eishes aviv, lo yikach ish es eishes aviv, that makes a separation. So once that makes a separation, no longer can we learn one from the other. And mibayle lichidrav anan. Rather than what is it coming to say? This cause the pasuk of lo yigala kanaf aviv. It's for something else entirely. Rav Anan, Amar Rav Anan, Amar Shmuel. V'shomeris yavam shel aviv akasam medaber. This pasuk is talking about a shomeris yavam for the father. Meaning to say, a man has a woman coming to him. In other words, his brother is married to somebody, and then the brother dies, and then that woman is waiting to come to him. That's the Shomeris Yavim, and that's what the Pasuk's talking about. Umay Kenaf Aviv means Kenaf Ro'i La'aviv Lo'igala. The Kenaf that's Ro'i, fitting for the father, don't uncover. In fact, Gemara, what are you talking about? There's another way that we know that that's true. I'm not allowed to be with my father's brother's wife, Not only because of that, what he's saying that this is what it's, that's what this pasuk tells me. There's another pasuk. I'm not allowed to be with that because I'm simply not allowed to be with that. I can't be with my father's brother's wife. That's a pasuk. I don't need you to tell me anything about yibam. It's a gemara lava or lab b'shnei lavim in a chinami. But it says if you do this, it'll be over on two different lavim. If you do it, I have a tape of mishum yivam alushok. 1 second, but there's another lav that we have already. There's an issur for Yavam to marry anyone outside of the Yavam, and that's so there are two Yisurim. It's Gemara and Chinami, Lavor Aleh B'Shlosh Lavin. You'll be over three Lavin, fine. The fact that it's an uncle's wife, the fact that she's Yavama, and the fact that she's Kenaf Aviv. V'Yibay Seymer, another answer you could say is La'achar Misa. After Misa, you no longer have that Lav of Kenaf Aviv, yet still you have the Yavama, but you still have the Issur that... I'm sorry, you don't have the issue of shuk, but you still have the problem of kanaf aviv. That's even after he dies. We're now going to fascinatingly, I don't know if I beeped yet, beep, turn the page, Sadi Zion on my base. We're now going to see a series of riddles till halfway down the page till we get to the Mishnah. Seven different riddles. This is great. Riddle number one. Get ready for this. Who am I? My paternal brother, but not the maternal one. He is my mother's husband, and I am his wife's daughter. Achmeav v'lomeim, v'hu baila de'im, v'ana brata de'in t'se. Who is this? Amar Rabbi Rechama, dalok Rabbi Yehuda de'mamastisan. This is not like the Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. As Rashi explains, he's talking about a guy who raped a woman and had a daughter. He had another son, a son from another marriage. That son from the other marriage, they share the same father, but it's now a case of a father who raped a woman, and now the son is allowed to be with her, not according to Rabbi Yehuda, but according to others. So it ends up being their brother and sister, and also stepfather and stepdaughter. Next, number two. Achu ubrihu achose ana dahai d'arena akasfai. He is my brother, and he is my son. I am the sister of this who I carry on my shoulder. How do you find such a case? Says the Gemara, Mishkachas lo, be'ovi kochav ma'bal albito. You got a goy, which, unfortunately, didn't have to be a goy, but we don't want to say this by Yid, but a goy who has a relationship with his own kid, his own daughter, and then they have a son. So that kid ends up being her son and her brother from the same father. Next, Shlama Lach Bri Bas Achaseich Ana. Again, Shlama Lach Bri Bas Achaseich Ana. As a woman who says, peace to you, Shlama Lach Bri, my son. I am your sister's daughter. How does that work? Mishkachis Laba Ovikachav Maba Al Bas Bito. You have a case where what? The guy has a relationship with his granddaughter. By having a relationship with his granddaughter, and then now what happens is he has a son. She now is the child's mother and the child's sister from the same father. Next, Daloi Didalu Davla, men who draw water with a pail, Lipo Bechuseser Peser. Rashi explains, Hare Nafla Lechem Chida Stuma Umusteris Lepater. Fell onto you a Chida, a riddle that is closed, a closed riddle, Umusteris Lepater, very mysterious riddle. Rashi says, this is talking about the people with the buckets. It's Levnei Polim, Amashkim, and Sasados, and he's Shoelas Chidazu. I'm asking this question. This question is for those that work out in the fields, they irrigate fields. So let's take a look. Ready? Dahai d'dareina hu bar v'ana brasachua. This kid that I carry is my son, and I'm his brother's daughter. How does that work? Oh gosh, mishkaches la be'ovi kuchav ma ba al bas beno. We have a case where a guy has a relationship with his son's daughter, otherwise known as his granddaughter, and he has a son. So what ends up happening? She now is the kid's mother and the brother's daughter, paternal brother's daughter, because this grandkid is also is his kid, right? And if he has a brother, son, so that means that this is the brother of that. So therefore, it could be a brother and the kid. Another one, bia, a lashon of like ohive me'ach v'hu'av, because of my brother. Who's my father? Vuhu Baal, Vuhu Bar Baal. He's my husband. who is my husband's son. Vehu baila de'em v'ana brate de'itse. It's my mother's husband, and I'm his wife's daughter. V'lo yoiv pita l'achu yasmi b'nei brate. But he doesn't give bread to his brothers who are orphans, his daughter's children. Come on, this is an easy one, no? Oy, Ribono Shalom, ready? Mishkach hasla b'ovikulcham, you have a guy. Habal imo. He has a relationship with his mother. V'holid mimenu bas. And they have a daughter together. So now he's the father of this girl and also the brother. V'chazer u'ba'al cho'osa bas. And then he has relationship with that girl. And now he's the husband of that person. V'chazer zaken u'ba'alea v'holid mimenu banim. Then this guy's father, namely the grandfather, goes ahead and has relations with her also. Now the grandfather is also the husband. And they have kids also. So the first one is now her father, and her mother's husband, and her brother, and her husband, and the son of her second husband. Now, he's also the brother of the children of who the grandfather had kids with, who became an orphan when the grandfather ended up dying. Beautiful. Ana v'at achei, you and I are siblings. Ana v'avuchachei, your father and I are siblings. Ana v'imachachei, you and your mother and I are siblings. How is this possible? Shkachas v'avuchachavim. Habal imo v'holi b'menu shtei banos. A guy has a relationship with his mother, and he has two daughters. V'chazo bal achas man v'holi b'menu ben. He has a relationship with one of the daughters, with one of his own daughters, and has a son. V'kari le achasei di'ime v'kamra le hachi. So the kid's mother's sister, meaning the other daughter there, calls to him and speaks to him like this. That's what she calls him. And the finale, Anivat b'nei achi. You and I are the sons of siblings. Anav avuch b'nei achai. Your father and I are the sons, are the kids of siblings. Anav imach b'nei achai. Your mother and I are the kids of siblings. How does that work? You can find this in a case where there's heter going on. How so? Kigon. Ruvain sheish lo shtei banos. Ruvain has two daughters. Right? So we're going to talk about a case. We're going to see that we have three brothers here, Ruvain, Shimon, and Levi. And Ruvain has two daughters. And let's say, Va'asa Shimon and Nesav Chad Minayel. Shimon goes and marries one of the daughters. No problem. Great. Va'asa Bar Levi, Nesav Chad Minayel. And then Levi had a son. He marries the other one of them. And Shimon's son can say what we just said before to the grandson of Levi. Work it out. Next Mishnah. Let's talk about Gerim. Yibum and Chalitza. Hagiyoris shen izgayru b'nei ima. Let's say you have a woman, she mizgayer, and she has children, and their two sons go out and they convert with her. Then one of the sons gets married and dies and has no kids. So now these two brothers, we'll call them Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven and Shimon, lo choltsim vol miyabin, you don't do chalitza or yibim to them, they're not considered even brothers. Afilo horaso shel rishon shelo b'kedusha v'leidosu b'kedusha, even if it were to be that the son, one of them was conceived while she was a guy, and then after she converted, she ended up giving birth to him. V'ashinu horaso v'leidosu b'kedusha, both of them were b'kedusha, meaning to say that full on their kid after their megayer, still they go, you can't do, there's no Yibam Chalitza. Remember, Yibam comes from paternal brothers. In this case, his father didn't even related to him, the one that converted, and the one that was conceived while they were still Goyim, and then even though he was birthed after the fact, and the second brother, though, was full on, because apparently the husband also converted at some point as well. V'chein shivcha shenishtachru b'nei ima, similarly is the case of Yahweh Shivcha Kenanis, who goes and her sons get freed with her. They are no longer considered, they're considered like Gerisha, Ketinu Shenola Dami, and therefore they're not related to each other. Now, Zokta Heilige Gemara. A woman that we brought in the past, this Bnei Yudan Amsa Ishtachar, the sons of Yudan, who was a Amma, was a slave, a woman, they became free. Shara Lahu, Rav Acha B'Yakov, Leminsav Neshei Dadadi. Rav Acha B'Yakov allowed them to marry each other's wives. Why? Because there's no relationship. It's like they're a brand newly born right now. Amalei Rav Ravi says to him, Rav Sheshis Aser, Rav Sheshis said it's Aser. Amalei says back, Hu Aser, Vana Sharina, that's nice that he asked it, but I say that it's Mutter. This is not that he's allowing them to marry because of Yibam. It's Tam. They'll let him marry them because they're not related to each other. So let's say, I mean, if one of them is married, it's fine. What are you going to do? We're not talking about while they're still married. We're saying that let's say they get divorced or if he dies. So you have these two brothers, Jamal and Pamal, who now they both convert. They both are Mishukhar. Is that what we're talking about over here? Yeah, they're Mishukhar. They're like not brothers anymore. So Jamal's wife, Shaniqua, now everybody's Jewish, they get divorced. The Pamal, the brother's allowed to go marry, no problem. Now we break it down. Well, that's a machlokas. Mina av, v'lo mina aim. And we're talking about the brothers are from the same father, but not from the same mother. Everyone agrees that this is going to be mutter. Kuli amalo pligi d'shara, it's going to be mutter to go and to marry. Mina aim, v'lo mina av. And if there are brothers from the same mother, but not from the same father, everyone agrees that it's going to be aser for them to go and to marry. Meaning, if one of them died and the other one's not to marry their wife, everyone agrees that it's going to be aser because they're worried people are going to make a mistake and start to think, you know, because they're brothers, okay, that means that a regular case of brothers, they're allowed to go out and marry as soon as one of them dies, and that's not okay. Ki pligi, when do they argue? Min av u'min ha'em. If they come from the same father and from the same mother. Right? Yeah, Manda Shari Basar Abashadina, the one that says that it's going to be mutter to go and marry, that goes, we throw it after the father. That's what the reason why we're allowed to do it. Says Rashi, Basar Abashadina lay the hub b'nei plan yukari luhu. Let's finish up in the Gemara. Sorry, Manda Shari Basar Abashadina, we throw it by the father. Right, people look at them and they say like, oh yeah, because they're paternal brothers. The hub b'nei plan yukari luhu, because they call him the sons of Ploni. And therefore, they don't even think about the fact that they have the same mother, and that we're going to think that, okay, it's all right. You know why? Because when they see, even when they seem to share the same father, we don't really know. There's a lot of, hanky-panky that goes on the Goy Shavelt, in which case we're not going to make a mistake to say that normally brothers are allowed to do such a thing. Rav Sheshes, he says, Karule Nami Bnei Plonis. Some people call him even the son of the of this woman. And therefore, it's going to be us. Rashi's V'amri Ishi, Hani Vade, Achin, and these are brothers, because Sharin and Hube Ishis Achiv, V'asa Limishe, Nami Bisol Kai Gavna. They're going to do it also in the previous. Now, when we read the previous Rashi, Hilkach Lomaske Inshira Daitayo Shein Achin Mineim, Umeidi Yadi Dahai, the Sharin and Hube, they don't think they're from the mother's, they're not brothers from a mother. They don't share the same mother. They're brothers from another mother. Mishum De'in Achva Minachua Minahav, Leger, the Stam of Skuchavim Zonahi, there's too much, like I already said, hinky pinky going on. V'ikad Amar, and some explain differently. Polygravachim Yaakov, even if it's talking about the filibachim and the aim, and he's going to say that's also not a problem. They can marry each other's wives in my time. What's the reason? Because Gerik Shen is Gayer, Kakatan Shinola Dami. They just know that they're Gerim, and they're not even considered like their brothers, and therefore they can go and they can marry one another, the sibling, the wife after they die. Again, they convert, and each one gets married, and after one of them dies, or they get divorced, they can marry that wife. Is that really true, though? Tonight, we learned in our own Mishnah that a Giorish and his guy who bonei ima, his sons convert with her, lochotzim v'lomiyabim, they can't do chalitza, or they can't do yibim, even though they have the same father. My time, but why does the Mishnah say that they're not allowed to do yibim? La mishum da siri, isn't because they're usher, one to marry to the other, which goes against Rav Acha bar Yaakov over here, who says that it's fine? It's more low. That's not the reason why. The reason why the Mas is the Ainu Batoris Chalitz of Yibam. There's no Torah Chalitz of Yibam over here. Vishari La Alma Vinu Namisharu. So it's a regular case of two people that know each other, and a person dies and can go and marry. But it's not Yibam and Chalitz that's happening over here. In fact, the Gemara of Hokatani Afilu. But it says a lashon of, and even if, right? That's the way the lashon of the Mishnah. Afilu Horaso shall be shown. And the fact that it's saying such a thing, even if the brothers are born in Kedusha, that seems to be mashma, that the second case of the Mishnah is more mechudosh. There's something else going on. Iyamar bishlama asiri. If it would make sense, if you want to say that the first case, is it going to be also to marry each other? Hainu de katani afilu. Now we could say that either this concept of afilu, that this iser is also even the second case. The afagav, the rishon, arasso, shalom, b'kedusha, b'leitso, b'kedusha, b'asheni, arasso, b'leitso, b'kedusha. Even in such a case, it's going to be aser. But if you want to say that it's mutter, the Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, in the first case of the Mishnah, they're going to be mutter to marry each other. And that the Mishnah, the point of the Mishnah is what? Is just to matter to marry someone else if she wants. Then my afilu, what's the point of using that lashon even? What would it make a difference if they're born in Kedusha or not born in Kedusha? This is a Gemara. I'll tell you, the afogav that they're violating dasam kedusha, even though both of their borningness, being born, were born in kedusha, va'asi lichlufe b'Yisrael. Therefore, you can go and now confuse them to be regular Jews, like regular full fledged brothers. Afil hachishari. Even in that case, it's still going to be mutter. Without doing any yibum, without doing any chalitza, because everyone knows that the first brother was conceived before the mother converted, and then, therefore there's no relationship between the two brothers. Ikedam, some understand differently, just the opposite. Hachinam mistaber desharu. It makes sense for Rachav Yaakov to say that it's going to be mutter. It's logical because we can look at the Mishnah, the Ketani Afilu, because the Mishnah says the word Afilu. Iyamar bishlam shari sharu. If you want to say that they're going to be mutter to each other. In which case, when the Mishnah says that they don't do even chalitza, the whole purpose is just to allow her to marry somewhere else to the shuk, and not to aser, and not to aser her to be with the other brother. Hainu diketani afilu. That's why it says afilu. The afagav that divinely does from kedusha, even though both of them are born in kedusha, you can make a mistake and compare. What's the word I'm looking for? Mistake them. To being regular Yiddish brothers, afilachi show. Even so, it's still going to be mutter. Eliyam at asri, but if you say it's asr, like Rav Shesha says, oh, that it's asr to marry each other's wives, and then the whole purpose is to asr. Then my afilu, what's the purpose of saying the word afilu? If you want to say afilu, that's going to make it that's more obvious, not less obvious, and that's going to be asr for it to be with the brother. It says Gemara, the afagav the rishon horaso. What it's coming to tell you is, it's coming to tell you that in the second case, that when it says word even, it says afilu, is a chiddush. The chiddush is that even though the first brother was conceived, was not in kedusha, but his birth was in kedusha, it's considered like they had two mothers, afilu achi asire. Even so, it's going to be us to go ahead to marry one to the next. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and pick up Ezer Hashem next time, trying to give a raya for Rav Sheishas that they're not allowed to marry each other's wives. Okay, until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.